Cam Hooley, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
You're very welcome.
Under these fire restrictions, what does it mean when the forest is closed?
It means that the forest is closed to entry by all publics, which includes all forest roads and trails, Forest Service campgrounds, and other day use areas. And it's also closed, actually, to a lot of our own internal work for our own staff to go out and do their routine.
So say I was taking a drive up into Forest Service areas and I got out of the car, what would happen?
Well, first of all, if you're on a Forest Service road, you shouldn't be there because it's closed.
Okay, fair enough.
So you would be, now I'm stuttering.
That's fine.
you wouldn't be allowed to be there to start with. And any actions, such as any recreational actions or even just hiking, getting out of the car, would be prohibited.
Let's talk about, real quick, some notable areas in our listening area that are closed. This closure does include Boggy Draw?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that, of course, is a place for mountain biking and other use. Mm-hmm. Bear Creek, obviously, there is a fire burning right there.
That's correct.
And talk about McPhee Reservoir.
So McPhee Reservoir is one that we decided to handle a little bit differently because we realized that it's really a large draw to the area and a large economic driver. So we decided that we would leave the main boat ramp open so that people could still come and recreate on the lake. However, the campgrounds will all be closed. The House Creek Marina will be closed, and you won't be able to beach your boat on the shoreline. So you can be on the lake, but you can't stop on the shoreline and get out.
How about for BLM land? There have been rumors around that some BLM-managed areas are going to close. Can you address those? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, so I have heard, in fact, today that BLM is in the area is not going to Stage 3. They are currently in Stage 2 restrictions.
Does it sound like they have that in the plans at all? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard. They have similar criteria that we do that they would have to meet before they could move to that Stage 3, and I'm sure they will consider it, but I haven't heard that it's coming anytime soon.
Okay, and we will be in touch with them down the road.
Yeah.
Now, so for the people who live near U.S. Forest Service lands in the San Juan National mm-hmm. Forest, yeah. how should they manage the closure?
So for landowners, it's a little bit more lenient, I guess you would say. If they are an in-holding, so in other words, if their private land is surrounded by forest land, and if they have to use a forest road to get to their private land, they can request from the local district office an exemption. And they would have to go and do it in person, and they would have to receive a letter of authorization, basically, that would allow them to access their private land.
Any idea how long these closures will be in effect? The release stated that they mm-hmm. will be in effect until there's rain.
Right.
What other criteria do you take into account?
So weather is probably the biggest factor. So we're hoping that the monsoons arrive on time, sometime in July. That's probably the best bet that we can estimate when we might be going out of closure. There are other criteria, so drought conditions, fuel moisture levels, resources that are available for firefighting is another criteria, and just the amount of human starts that we've been getting is something we consider as well.
And in just a few seconds here, we have just a few seconds left. Can you put this in perspective for us? How common is this to go into such a drastic measure to protect the forest?
It's very uncommon for this forest, at least. This is the first time that we have ever gone to this stage. So it's a really big deal to us. There are other forests in the state of Colorado that have done this in the past, but it is not very common in this state. And we realize that it is a really large step and a really huge impact to our communities.
That's Cam Hooley. She is the Acting Public Affairs Officer for San Juan National Forest. Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.